welcome back to the Gains for Girls podcast. You might have seen in the news recently that there is a new athletic wear brand. No, I'm not talking about the likes of Nike and Adidas and Lululemon that are totally woke and don't represent conservative values. They don't represent women, that's for sure. But if you can tell by my shirt today that says woman TM, because we have to trademark being a woman now, this new athletic wear brand, it does stand with women. It stands for truth, most importantly. It is called XXXY Athletics. It is head up by Jen Say. She is the CEO and the founder of XXXY Athletics. She has been on the podcast before to share her story of being an athlete. She was, of course, a national level gymnast. She saw all the effects that came to light much after she experienced it with Larry Nassar and different things and what was going on in her sport at that time and really the injustice that she and other of her teammates and competitors faced. Her rise in Levi's, the denim brand, which ultimately fell short because of her questioning the process during COVID and the pandemic. But she is someone who has throughout her life been fearless and a wonderful advocate for, again, common sense values. So this new athletic wear brand, I'm an ambassador. I'm a proud ambassador. The quality is amazing. The products are amazing. I encourage everyone to go to thetruthfits.com, check them out, sign up for emails, make sure you're checking out social pages, all the things. But in the meantime, check out my interview with CEO of XXXY Athletics and author of Levi's Unbuttoned, Jennifer Say. Well, Jen, thank you so much for coming on the Gains for Girls podcast. Of course, we've had you on before, so I encourage everyone to go listen to your incredible and more in-depth story about your background as an athlete. Of course, you know, experiencing the injustice in women's sports in a different way, climbing your way to the top of Levi's to ultimately be canceled for asking basic and sensible questions during the pandemic. But would you be willing to just share, a brief background on how you were uniquely qualified to create XXXY Athletics, which is the only brand to stand up for women in sports now? Of course, the shirts we are both wearing. What makes you qualified?
Well, the first thing is, as you alluded to, I had a very unusual childhood. I was an elite gymnast. I made my first national team at 10 years old. So I was competing in the 70s and 80s. I was 1986 national champion, and I really started gymnastics not long after Title IX was passed. So, you know, I was the first generation really to enjoy the benefits of Title IX, which, you know, is at risk at this point. You know, there is great risk at this point of protecting women's opportunities, educational opportunities, sports and spaces, as is guaranteed by Title IX. So you and I both care a ton about that. And I am so grateful that I came of age and I was able to experience the benefits of Title IX. So I was an elite athlete. Gymnastics is a pretty brutal sport. The training environment is abusive. I hope it's getting better since it's been exposed. But after 20 years, having left the sport after 20 years, I was still really struggling with issues of anxiety and self-esteem and all sorts of stuff from the abusive training culture. And I ended up writing a book. I just sort of sat down to make sense of how I was still feeling at 40 years old, and it became a book. And it was the first person to talk about the abusive training environment. And this was in 2008. And I called out coaches who were known pedophiles and rapists, national team coaches, very well-respected coaches in the sport. Everyone knew, but you were not supposed to talk about it, right? He's respected. You have to just keep this little secret so we can maintain the reputation of the sport and sponsorship dollars. And so this was 2008. So it was before Me Too. You did not have to listen to women or respect women or any of that. And I was dragged across the internet for the first time for saying these very true things and standing up for girls and women competing in gymnastics, and was not sort of redeemed until 10 years later when Larry Nassar went to prison for life, at which point everybody pretended they'd always, you know, stood with me. So, Yeah, they pretended, but I remember. But you know what? We welcome newbies to the fight. I try to be gracious about that, even though I actually remember. So when I left gymnastics, I went into the corporate world. Well, first I went to college and then I went into the corporate world, and I ended up at Levi's in 1999 after a few jobs. And I was so excited to work there. I loved Levi's. I'd worn it my whole life growing up. When I went to Moscow in 1986, I brought 501s to trade with Russian athletes. That was like gold, you know, back in 1986. And so I was really thrilled. It's a product I loved. I'd always worn. I still wear. I think it's a great product. I still wear 501s. It's my favorite jean. And I worked there 23 years. And I am really, really proud of the work I did there. Helped reinvigorate the brand, helped them go public. And in 2020, I climbed my way all the way up the ladder, became chief marketing officer, then brand president. Then I stood up for kids during COVID. That was a very unpopular position in San Francisco, where I lived. And I was dragged across the internet for the second time by the citizens of San Francisco and beyond. And eventually I resigned so I could do my own thing. And I've been making a movie called Generation COVID. And I thought, sorry, this is longer than you asked for, but I thought I would go back to work in the corporate world. Like, I like working in, I had no issue. Like, I love working in corporate America. I like the support you have. I'm good at it, you know, but for the last 2 years, as I've been interviewing, I just realized I couldn't go back to that. Like, I needed to do it my way, not just in terms of retaining my voice and all of that, but I'm done with people telling me I'm doing it wrong. I'm done with people telling me I don't know how to market to women or whatever thing I'm doing wrong today. I'm 55 and I'm going to do it my way. So that's what we're doing here. And I just looked around at all of these hypocritical athletic brands who pretend to stand up for women, and not one, from Nike to Lulu and everything in between, has taken a stand to protect women's sports and spaces. So here we are, and you and I are doing it together. Thank you for being our ambassador, our star.
Are you kidding me? I am proud to be an ambassador. I think what's so unique about XXXY Athletics is, you know, we've seen some very few brands, you know, try to become an alternative, but the quality is not there, or there's something that's missing. But what you have created is amazing quality pieces while getting the message across, which, as you said, is in total contrast with the likes of Nike or Adidas or Lululemon. I just saw actually where you tweeted. Actually, I saw it today on my home screen of my computer. I think it was from Yahoo or someone that said, the headline was like, controversial executive Jennifer Say launches new athletic wear line. And I loved your tweet in response to this. So can you share what you tweeted? I thought it was amazing. You remember,
I actually think it wasn't mine. I think it was the brand, which I'm not running the brand's handle on Twitter. Our amazing, lead creative is running it. Brett Craig. He's amazing. I think what he wrote was, given that truth is controversial these days, we're honored to be called controversial, or something like that. We'll take it as a compliment. True. Because absolutely, it's true. Truth is controversial. Saying, which you have done and I have done, that men and women are different is controversial. Even though Ruth Bader Ginsburg said it, a hero of the left, she said the physical differences between men and women are enduring. They are not fungible. We can't say it now. That is no longer true or acceptable. So we'll take that insult or compliment or whatever you want to call it.
It's totally a compliment. And to your point, you think of things like, again, these athletic wear brands, these renowned athletic wear brands like Nike, like 5, 6, 7 years ago, these were brands that proudly stated, you know, they supported women. And now, when women are really under attack in a different way, like we haven't necessarily seen before, they've abandoned us. Or maybe they're still saying they are, but their actions are not following their words. Same thing with the NCAA. You know, you mentioned Title IX, right? Title IX, that national championships we competed at with, of course, Thomas, again, male, with the women. It was the 50th anniversary of Title IX. And so the NCAA was passing out these shirts that said Title IX, 50 years of creating opportunities for women, as if that's what they were doing at this meet. And the hypocrisy and the double standard and really the emotional blackmail the propaganda behind that. It blew my mind. So you're exactly right about these brands.
Yeah. I mean, the brands are all doing Women's History Month campaigns. They pretend to champion women. But I think outside of even this issue, I think if you look at Nike in particular, they treat women with absolute disregard. Internally, there have been, you know, massive scandalous reports in the New York Times, you know, not like in these fringe publications, about the way female executives have been treated and passed over and been made to kind of attend staff outings at strip clubs, like really insane stuff. Famously, Allyson Felix, you know, the world's fastest woman at the time, her contract wasn't renewed with maternity protections. And Mary Kane, a young runner who had been the best young runner in the world, was abused in their running club. So it's all a charade. And I just want to say, we're going to treat actual women with respect that work in the company. It's female led. Our head of design is a woman. Many of our leaders are women. And we're going to put our money where our mouth is. We're going to, you know, work with women who speak up and challenge these issues, but others as well. I mean, we have other great ambassadors in the mix. We have Dr. Tabia Lee, who has also, I think, spoken inconvenient truths and have been very brave in that process. And we have Chloe Cole, and some that are not women. And we're partnering with Icons, which is a nonprofit, and they are leading the lawsuit against the NCAA that includes you, and a portion of the proceeds from our collaborative t-shirt goes to them. And we have some other exciting announcements coming about how we're going to actually put our money where our mouth is, but I'm not going to say it yet. But I think the biggest thing we can do as a brand is normalize standing up for women and girls, as showing that that is actually the compassionate point of view. That is not mean-spirited. That is compassionate to stand up and defend women and girls.
Yeah. And I think it's important what you mentioned about these brands, like the Allyson Felix story. I'd forgotten about that, but you're right. It shows how, you know, beyond just this issue, this very common sense issue, it shows how they have continually and consistently failed women. So that's important to mention. I appreciate how you brought that up. Do you feel like this?
I also think the governing bodies, you mentioned the NCAA. I just want to jump in and say the USOC and all the amateur sports governing bodies are also not standing up for women. And this, again, does not surprise me. USA Gymnastics clearly did not stand up for women and girls in the sport of gymnastics. Neither did USA Swimming. There was rampant abuse in both sports. There continues to be, but I think it's getting better. And so it's not surprising to me that at this point, those same governing bodies are not standing up for women and girls.
And even if you look even further than that, and you think of someone like Sharon Davies, or, you know, the 1960s, 1970s Olympics, where we had the East Germans doping. I mean, essentially the same situation, of course, different. But I mean, you have someone who has an unfair advantage competing. Those same governing bodies failed even then. So you're right. We shouldn't be surprised. That's right. By this. Honestly, we should. This is as expected. So it's up to us to really stand up and force their hand, make them stand with women.
That's right.
Do you feel like this brand is almost like a culmination of everything you've ever done? I mean, I feel like, again, given your background, given how you have been someone who has freely expressed themselves previously, I mean, to me, this just seems like a perfect culmination of you.
It does feel like that. And I'm having so much fun. I mean, working with you and Paula and everybody else that I named and my team, which is tiny, but like so hardworking and so talented and so skilled. And for me, you know, when you're an executive in a large company, you spend a lot of time in boardrooms doing PowerPoint presentations and figuring out who's next to be laid off. And you get very removed. And I say this as someone who's been on the board of other companies. Like, I'm not talking about Levi's. It's just how it is. You get very disconnected from the work that you love doing, which is, for me, making amazing product that people will love to wear and making amazing marketing that's going to inspire them and engage them. And, you know, you mentioned earlier the quality of the product. I don't want to be in the parallel economy. I want to be in the regular economy. I don't want to be in the corner with the weird little brands that are, narrowly targeted. Like, this is for everybody. It's just, it's exactly. Not political. It's not right. It's not left. It's just true.
speaking of, like, the response you've received thus far, and like from the public, like, how have sales been? I want to hear what the feedback that you've gotten.
The sales have been amazing. I think we've done like almost 3 weeks of sales in 3 days. So that's pretty outstanding. We're scrambling to get more product back in stock, which is a really good problem to have, certainly better than the opposite. But I have actually been surprised at the positive outpouring. I mean, I knew that there was a hunger for something like this, but there's been very little negative. And I've heard from so many, you know, people that I competed with back in the day, so many gymnasts, very high level gymnasts, coaches, a lot of lefties from San Francisco, just people who are like, yeah, right on. This is common sense. So again, you know, I just, 80% of Americans agree with us, and they're a little bit afraid to come out of the closet and say so because you get called names, but hopefully this can help normalize it. You know, and I, like I said, I've heard from people from all backgrounds. Most of the people that I've known in my life are lefties. I spent my life as a lefty, and that's a lot of the outpouring of support I've heard. And there's just been very little negativity. So it's been an amazing 3 days so far.
Well, that's wonderful. You mentioned some stuff on the horizon, but I guess what you can share, you know, what can we expect from the brand moving forward? I've seen some people saying, you know, like, what about some more men's stuff? And I've seen some corresponding there. So what can we expect as XXXY Athletics continues to grow and flourish?
Yeah, well, you can expect that we'll be back in stock on anything we're out of stock in very quickly. We've got a second drop coming, and that's real performance product. So that's leggings and bike shorts and performance fabrics and tanks and tees and lots more men's product as well. Men's cotton product as well as performance product. So there's a lot. I will say we're also tracking all the responses, and there's a lot of women who have said, I love the tees, but I want something that's a little longer. I don't feel as good about my tummy as I used to. So we heard you, and we're coming with that. We'll have another drop in October that's holiday oriented. So a little more lush fabrics, a little shine, a little sparkle, you know, to make it fun for the holiday season. The other thing I wanted to add is the other little bit of feedback or questions that we've gotten are around ethical sourcing. This is from haters, you know, you probably make everything in China. We do not. None of our apparel is manufactured in China. This first drop is manufactured in Peru. All of our factories believe in ethical sourcing, and they are third-party certified by an organization called RAP, which is Worldwide Responsible Accredited Production. So, you know, this is not fast fashion. We are making product, as you indicated, of the highest quality, and we're making it with partners that believe in ethical sourcing. So you should feel good about buying it, that it's aligned with your, you know, beliefs, and it's really, really great product, and it's made ethically.
Amazing. Well, that's all wonderful stuff. How can we, as everyday people, you know, support you, XXXY Athletics, and in turn support women's sports? And like you said, the sanctity of truth itself.
Yeah, that's the thing. And we'll start messaging about other truth related things, not just the protection of women's sports and spaces, but sex being binary is such a fundamental truth. We thought we'd start there, right? So if you go to thetruthfits.com, that's our website, and you can buy product. There is a Save Women's Sports tee, which is out of stock right now, but the proceeds from that will go to support Icons. So you can support Icons and Riley in the lawsuit against the NCAA if you purchase that product. Follow us on socials. That is at @XX_XY Athletics across every social. And sign up for email so you know when new product drops, because there's going to be a lot of new product flows.
Everyone needs to do those things. Follow on social, go to thetruthfits.com. Signing up for emails is huge. I'm sure there will be different promos and deals and, of course, product drops. So make sure you're signed on to these things, because, again, it's important to put your money where your values are. I think for too long, we haven't had that alternative. So we've kind of gone along to get along type thing, but now it's here. It is right in front of our faces, and to ignore it is to continue contributing to the problem ultimately. So, Jennifer, you're amazing. You're the best. You have just really blown me away with, of course, your grit and your resiliency and determination and willingness to say what so many people think. But now on a broader scale, even, and you're wearing it on your shirt. I'm wearing it on my shirt. So
Riley's shirt is awesome. If you can't see it, it says woman TM, because apparently you have to trademark being a woman these days.
Well, you're incredible. And I think everyone should get this shirt. Again, the quality is amazing. I am a proud ambassador of XXXY Athletics, along with Chloe Cole, along with Paula Scanlon. You've mentioned some of the ambassadors now. So some really awesome people who are on board. We've seen an outpouring of support from people like Sage Scheel and Megan Kelly. There's been some awesome write-ups written about the brand. I encourage everyone to look it up and support this brand. It's amazing. So thank you, Jen. You're the best. And we are so grateful for you and what you continue to fight for. It's so needed. So thank you.
Thank you, Riley. You've made this this issue, you've brought it to the forefront, and you talk about it in the simple terms that it deserves, which is why I think it really resonates. This is not complicated. Sex is binary. Men and women are different. It's not hard.
Boom.
So boom. I'm glad to be in this fight with you.
If you want to support women, if you want to support truth, if you want to support common sense, make sure you check out thetruthfits.com. Again, the product is awesome. The ambassadors are incredible, all wonderful people. Jennifer Say is amazing. Make sure you're signing up for emails, checking them out on social. It's important. Like I mentioned in the interview, it's important to put your money where your values are. That is how we fight back. That is how we shift the culture, is with our dollars, because that is what drives everything, is money. So put your money where it matters. But in the meantime, we thank you for joining the podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe anywhere where you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify. Check us out at outkick.com, and we will see you again next week.